Media critics are saying gross-out humor is the new standard for the entertainment industry, from current movies to this fall's TV season. Stuff you couldn't discuss, even in impolite company, will fill the airwaves as advertisers struggle to find ways to reach a key audience, young men. This trend will complement TV's other current tendency towards outrageous pranksterism as young, male, goofball hosts try to surprise audiences with their irreverence and audacity. Brick Walters reports.
It's high noon, and Sandy Larkin is in the street, being himself, recording a segment for his cable TV show, Sandy Larkin's Latest.
$100, any takers?
$100, buddy.
But there are conditions. I give you the $100, I get your car for the day.
You get my car? How will I get to work?
Walk. It'll be good for you. $100.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yes.
I gotta get stuff out of the car, like my checkbook and stuff, okay?
Checkbook? Leave the checkbook.
Leave it?
Why not? I'm gonna see you later when I return the car. Take a look at the check number there. What harm could I do, really? Another $50 so I can keep it.
So what were you trying to accomplish with the $100 for your car routine?
I was trying to find out what it would take to get people out of their cars, see? And I was trying to find out how stupid she was. I mean, giving me her checkbook. How dumb is that?
Tell us what you did with the checkbook.
I withdrew $150 so I could pay her. Another little joke.
Little jokes. That's the stock and trade of Sandy Larkin, the latest in a wave of bright young comedians to capitalize on the public's insatiable hunger for outrageous behavior based on the assumption that most people are stupid.
I want to be more outrageous than anyone who came before me. I want to be more outrageous than myself yesterday. I'm my own toughest competition.
And it works. Sandy Larkin's Latest is one of the most popular programs on cable's The Crude Channel. Suzanne Periwinkle is program director for TCC.
What Sandy Larkin represents is an explosion of interest in crude, callous, basically disrespectful behavior. This is what our viewers enjoy. This is what they imagine themselves doing. And this is what we're going to give them. Want a bite?
No, thanks. But why do all this?
Well, we have an audience of twisted, unstable, inconsiderate people who could, you know, turn on us in a moment. And also, it makes money. Throw this away for me, will you? It doesn't taste so good.
Which leads us to the question, is Sandy Larkin setting a bad example? And why is the public so willing to be subjected to abusive, mean-spirited pranks by cynical Weisenheimers who consider themselves entertainers? I put that question to Sandy Larkin himself.
Mean-spirited? Really?
It sounds like you despise people.
Oh, no, I love people. I love their humanness. I'm trying to bring that out. You know, that moment of confusion when they're at their most foolish. We want to show that vulnerable side of the person, the side they struggle to hide from the world every day, and we want to broadcast it to millions of strangers so they can point and laugh, because it could be us up there all exposed, but thank goodness it's this other poor sucker. And that's liberating. I see that as a force for good in our world, don't you?
I have the feeling I'm being teased.
Oh, no. Even though I'm rude and not very sympathetic in my show, the stuff I do in public is an act. I actually hate doing it.
What about when you shaved all the hair off that lady's dog?
Oh, I did enjoy that.
There was a time when performers and comedians struggled to create artworks of such depth that audiences reacted powerfully. Now the audience reaction is the work of art. The entertainers are mere provocateurs, and they're spreading like crabgrass in the once orderly lawn of our public discourse.
Open your eyes and say hello to an all-new Sparky!
Yes!
Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.